Ensuring a safe holiday. Hello and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. This weekend, lots of family and friend gatherings, and many of those will involve lots of food. And USDA Undersecretary Richard Raymond explains the four basics of food safety: clean, separate, cook, and chill as the summer cooking season begins. Rod Bain has more.
Talk of avian influenza, other foodborne illnesses like salmonella, the traditional Memorial Day weekend start of the summer grilling season, have all converged into what is becoming another Memorial Day holiday tradition, USDA's food safety message to the public. Undersecretary Richard Raymond took time to remind consumers of the four basics when it comes to food preparation and foodborne illness prevention.
Clean, separate, cook, and chill.
Simply put, clean means washing hands, utensils, and surfaces, and being careful when you are at remote sites like picnic or camping areas.
They should not transport raw product to and from the grill on the same plate, which is a common error that happens way too frequently.
Separate cooked products from raw products. Cook means not just cooking meats at proper temperatures, but also using a food thermometer to determine readiness. Internal meat temperatures of 160 degrees Fahrenheit for beef and pork and 165 degrees Fahrenheit for poultry assure meats are properly cooked. And chill cooked foods immediately in a refrigerator or cooler. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Well, another precaution from USDA is to make sure that your refrigerator is set to the proper temperature. Studies indicate that many refrigerators are not cold enough to prevent bacteria from growing. Diane Vann is an Agriculture Department food safety expert.
Many people just set the dial on the refrigerator to a letter and don't really know what that letter represents. They don't know what the temperature of the refrigerator is. A refrigerator should be 40 degrees or below. So buy a thermometer and keep that in your refrigerator.
And keep one for the grill as well. And hope all of you have a safe holiday weekend. Join us back Monday on the Tennessee Radio Network.